No. We come to our writing today, and it's coming from some interesting places. If you look around, you see there are two or three Valentine's balloons. And these Valentine's balloons come with a message. The message is, Happy Valentine's Day. And I guess that's the message going out to everybody. But I'm looking halfway down the balloon, and stuck on the balloon is a little extra message. And this is the message that God is giving to all of us today. There's three balloons, and I guess there's going to be three different messages. The first one says this, God is love. And it comes from that part of the Bible that we've been reading very carefully in the last few weeks in church. 1 John, God is love. Wow, that's interesting. God is love. God is love. Look what I've got in my hand. What you can see is a tiny little cherry tomato. If I was trying to describe this tomato to someone who couldn't see it, I wonder what I might say about it. What might I say if I was trying to describe this tomato to someone? Any ideas? It's small. We have the first one to meet it. Thank you, Ian. God, it is small. Okay, what else might I say about it? It's round. I have to say it's round. So it's small and it is round. Anything else? It's red. It is small and it is round and it is red. Anything else you might say to describe it to someone else? It's a love apple. Someone described it as a love apple. Never mind that. Here's another thing. Tuesday, it's Tuesday. Lovely. Put all these things together, and eventually, someone would work out the little descriptions. I'm talking about a tomato. Yes, you're right. Here's another very small thing I have in my hand this morning. It's a 50-pence piece. A 50-pence piece. Now, imagine I'm trying to describe this 50-pence to someone who can't see what I'm talking about, has no idea what's in my hand. What would we say to them to help them know what it is? What would we describe it as or like? It's flat. Someone said it's flat. Well, that's pretty well true. It's flat. Anything else? It's silver. Someone said it's shiny, and someone said it's silver. So it's flat, and it's shiny, and it's silver. Anything else to describe 50 pence? Someone said, well, what not someone? David Zerrill has said it's octagonal, meaning 8 sides. Actually, there's 7. So we now have this flat, which is shiny, and it's silver, and there's 7 sides to it. One more thing that is really takeaway. What's going on in the front? The Queen's head is on the front of it. Now surely, if we said all those things, someone would be able to know we're talking about a 50-pence piece. The last thing to say about this is, I'm keeping it. Now, it's quite easy to describe a tomato. And it's quite easy to describe a 50-pence piece if you get the facts right. But imagine someone says, how are you going to describe God? Well, I guess we can see what it says in the Bible. Some of us maybe think it will say, well, God is very big. Actually, I've never seen God, so I couldn't be sure about that. Someone might say, well, you can describe him and say he's very strong. I'm sure he is strong, but it doesn't say in the Bible anywhere God is strong. What colour is God? Well, again, we have no idea. No one's seen him. So, if we were to go through the whole Bible, for some place where it describes what God is like. You're going to come to this one little verse, which is the most amazing verse because it tells us exactly what God is like. It doesn't need to say lots of different things, it just has to say one thing. Let's say it together. God is love. Louder.
God is love.
This is the truth. You want to describe to someone what God is like? All you need to say is what John wrote in his letter. God is love. Let's see what else it has. The message from God today. Here's the second of the balloons. Happy Valentine's Day. Again, we've got a little extra message. God's message to us today in the church. Also from his letter, John's letter. Here's what it says. God showed his love for us by sending his only Son into the world to be the means by which our sins are forgiven, that we might have life. Look at our cross in the middle of our church today. It's got this black material on it. This black material, it stands for all the things that we do wrong as people. It stands for our sin. The things that we do that disappoint God and make God very sad about our lives. And this is in the way we need to deal with it somehow. God himself had a plan. He sent his Son into the world to take care of the blackness, to take care of all the things that go wrong, take care of all the things we do wrong. And this was God's plan, that he would send his Son Jesus into the world. Who knows what the red is for? The blood of Jesus. Because this cross isn't just a fancy piece of furniture to have in our church. This cross is where Jesus died. This cross is where the blood of Jesus was poured out. But not for no reason. Why? So that our sins, all the things that get in the way of us and God, so that these could be taken care of. Jesus' blood was poured out so that our sins might be forgiven and that so we might go from black to white, from death to life. Because that's the other thing that John tells us. Jesus came that we might have life. So let's celebrate today how much God loves us. He gave us his Son. His Son Jesus was willing to die for us. So much does he love us. And if we will say yes to Jesus and accept what he did, we might have life. Not darkness, but light. Not black, but white. Not dead, but life. Life in all its fullness is what Jesus promises us. One more bloom and one more message from John's letter for today. The bloom says Happy Valentine's Day. It's true for everyone. But what's the special message for St. John's Church today? From 1 John, it says this: Dear friends, all who love God must also love their brothers and sisters. So we read it again. All who love God must also love their brothers and sisters. Do you know, it's one thing being a Christian and loving an almighty God who sent Jesus to show us how much he loves us. But the other thing we all have to do is love one another. That's why you're all facing one another today, so you can see what you're asked to do. Usually we see the backs of people's heads, and that's not so bad. Today, you have to see their faces. Go on. So I'm going to give you a moment to look at each other all around the church. Just let your room stand around and look at each other. He sent his son Jesus to show us how much he loves us, to take away our sin, and by Jesus' blood, that we might have life. And because of this life, we need to love one another, just as God first loved us. Let's bow our heads.